Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington for the second day in a row. The scheduled interview with Rick Fox isn't happening on time, and we had to break.
It's over. He'll never be on the show again. He's been on before. He's a nice guy. He'll never be on again.
Probably not his fault.
Well, maybe it
is his fault.
Who cares whose fault it is?
He said he had a family emergency.
You're kidding.
She just lied to me.
Yeah. So she can't track her down.
The PR person? Somebody from a conference center, whoever was passing him through, said, first called right at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Said, oh, I'm sorry, Rick can't come on. He has a family emergency. Do you want to interview someone else from the esports league?
Rick! Oh, my God. So they're using the bait and switch? They're using Rick
said,
as a bait
no.
and switch? Yeah.
Hung up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's over. Rick's been on before. We've had him on before.
Yeah.
Probably multiple times.
No longer a fan.
It's over.
Good luck to his team, Echo Fox, in the future.
They only have 27,000 followers anyway on Instagram.
So I can cross Lick Fox off the list.
You can cross him off the list.
All right.
You know how EB always brings up Elizabeth Hurley now whenever there's...
Well, she's the hottest 52-year-old in the world.
you gotta judge this for yourself, but I guess the story just came out. I just saw it. You didn't have it on your entertainment page. Susan Lucci is 71 years old.
Wow.
She's still holding it together.
Oh, my God.
Has she won, an Emmy yet or whatever?
I think maybe they gave her a charity.
They might have hooked her.
I think she looks hurting. She's got that skinny neck.
Yeah, but
like that old skinny neck.
She's 71.
Right. Hurting.
I mean, for 71.
Sure.
I mean, her face.
You're talking about the photo where she's in the blue dress or whatever?
No, I think she's on the cover of Bizarre magazine or something. I just saw a story. It just said, the headline was, Susan Lucci stuns in bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 71.
Yeah, she's about old, dude. You're almost 50.
I'm stunned Bizarre
magazine
pretty
impressive.
Still exists.
Yeah.
It's still out there.
I maintain Liz Hurley is the hottest 52-year-old. Is she 52, I think?
Okay, but J-Lo is right behind her.
J-Lo's the hottest 49-year-old in the world, probably.
Right.
I was never even a big J-Lo fan, but J-Lo's actually getting more attractive as she gets older. It's bizarre.
Well, she's definitely better looking than when she was a fly girl. Like, if you see what she looked like back when she did in Living Color.
53. Liz Hurley's the hottest 53-year-old in the world. She owns it. No one can take that title.
It's her age.
She owns
That's
53.
It.
J-Lo owns 49.
Okay.
She's the hottest 49-year-old in the world.
Who's the hottest 45-year-old in the world? Now you're going to have to
we got to go to everybody's age.
I don't even know. But we should have a list.
Yes.
You know?
How old is Sharon Stone? She's older. I think
she's got to be like 60,
I would trash
guess.
Now.
She's trash.
She's trash now. Yeah, she's gross.
She's 60.
Yeah, she's gross.
Well, she's got to be the hottest 60-year-old.
No, she's not.
Pretty freaking hot.
No, she was hot in Basic Instinct. She was a hot 100 years ago.
I would
ago.
Say in their prime, Stone hotter than Hurley.
Sandra Bullock's 45, isn't she?
Alexander.
Oh, no, never mind. That's over 45.
She's got to be over 45.
She's over 50.
I'm still an Aniston guy.
I was always an Aniston. You were a...
No, I like Bullock,
you
too.
You were a Bullock.
I know.
We had a
still,
huge argument.
I still like Bullock, but I think Aniston has surpassed her.
Why did you snooze on We're the Millers? You snooze on that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It's mediocre.
It's pretty funny.
Valdez wants me to ask you.
Is Aniston 50 yet?
She's probably right there, right at 49, 50.
49.
Yeah.
Oh, some money.
Valdez wants me to ask you where Courtney Love is on your list.
I'll never
let you live that down. Jason came back from a Courtney Love concert, and he said how hot she was.
He loved Sharon Osbourne.
I know. I said she was
Kelly
cute.
Osbourne.
I said she was cute.
Yeah, you did say
way different than hot.
God, Courtney Love is awful.
It's way different than hot.
Could her lips be any bigger?
Who?
Courtney Love.
Oh, my God. She's disgusting.
She is gross.
Looks like a heroin addict.
I agree.
She did. She looked that way
she,
then.
She looked money in the concert.
you know who looked hot? Look up, how old is Sheryl Crow? She's probably like 55, 56.
Love her.
And I saw her in concert. I was at the Borgata, and I saw her. And, I mean, she's fit. I know that.
I love Sheryl Crow. Is she in her mid-50s?
She's got to be
She's 56.
Oh, I nailed
hottest
that.
Hottest 56-year-old.
She might be the hottest 56-year-old.
She wears the crown for that age.
You know who doesn't look bad?
What?
Michelle Pfeiffer, 54.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Or maybe she's 57.
Now I'm feverishly Googling.
I think I saw her in a movie recently. She's not doing much these days.
This is nerdy, but she was definitely in the second Guardians of the Galaxy. Pretty sure she was in that flick.
800-636-1067.
She looks like a Madonna. Like, just starting to just look hurting.
She's 59.
Who?
Pfeiffer, isn't she?
She's up there, yeah.
You're killing 60-year-olds.
She's 60.
Oh, she's 60.
60?
Yeah.
She's held it together pretty good.
How's Christie Brinkley
because
look?
That wall usually smashes people.
Christie Brinkley looks
40.
Pretty good.
Christie Brinkley's got to be almost, she's got to be 65.
Christie Brinkley's one of those rare birds that I don't know what she's doing too, but I mean, obviously a ton of collagen and all that.
Okay.
She's 64.
Is she really?
Yep.
Hottest 64-year-old?
She might be the hottest 64-year-old. You get the chart.
She just got hotter. I looked at her net worth. Yeah. What do you think her net worth is?
250.
I mean, you nailed it right on the head.
Total guess.
$250 million. Dollars.
Now let's get
How
to
did
the...
she amass that?
I mean,
well, she's been married.
Some of it had to come from Billy Joel,
times.
Right?
Okay.
Maybe did she just take all of Billy Joel's money?
She
got to have like...
She has her own supermodel money.
Doesn't she have like skincare products and stuff like that she hawks? I think,
I think so. She used to do that
Something
goofy
like that.
Gym with Chuck Norris.
Oh, right. She's
listed
one.
As primarily the owner of several companies and real estate. Somehow she's making money on real estate.
Right.
Mark Brunell got felted in real estate, but somehow Christie Brinkley is making millions. Right. Good for her.
Are people calling in hot old ladies?
Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek is up there.
She's 52.
Okay, but...
I like Selma.
Or no, 51.
And she's also married to, I think
a really rich guy, right?
Multi-billionaire.
Right.
So that only helps.
We gotta have an official list of who's the hottest for what age.
Yeah, I agree.
And we got a couple of these. We got a couple of them covered. We got 49. Are you giving Aniston
Is
the 49?
Betty White. The hottest.
Yes.
She might wear the crown.
Yes.
Think of a hotter 95-year-old than Betty White.
I think we got to give.
I defy you.
Aniston 49.
I mean, I bet you could find. No,
this
I'm giving J-Lo 49.
This
I think
is a very
J-Lo's 49,
unscientific
right?
list. We're coming up
J-Lo's
with.
Hotter than.
Oh, that's a
close
good debate.
Second.
J-Lo or Aniston?
Come on, man.
I'm going to take Aniston, but
well, if Aniston would flaunt herself a little bit like J-Lo's doing.
J-Lo's butt's too big for me.
It looks nice these days. She's toned
How
down
old's
a little
Gina
bit.
How old is Gina Gershon now?
Oh, she's
maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
You like all these like mediocre chicks.
Well, Gina
no,
Gershon
I've seen her on TV. She still looks good.
Jason likes the mid-majors.
Yeah. Gina Gershon was hot when she was in her prime.
So check her out
like,
on
she
Red
did, like,
Oaks
one
on
hot
Amazon.
Lesbian movie, and then you think she's hot.
What movie was that? I don't know what movie.
Yeah, like a makeout.
Bound.
Bound, yeah.
She was in Showgirls, too, back in the day. She was born in 62, so that puts her at 56.
Pretty hot for 56.
Go to.
Hey, if we're going to do hottest 70-year-olds, Helen Mirren's on my list.
Go to Alan Frederick. I think, didn't Kevin say he would get sized? Like, Kevin's like one of those guys that would have like a fetish for like old ladies. Alan!
Morning, boys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Diane Lane. Don't know how you guys forgot her.
Oh, yeah, Diane Lane, definitely.
How old is
she? That's from
it's all about the age.
Unfaithful?
Yes.
Yes.
That guy was so bitter. Richard Gere smashed him in the head.
Snow globe. He's not a big fan of snow globe.
He wrapped him up in the carpet and dragged him and stuffed him in the truck.
I still don't know how he lifted him up to the elevator shaft.
How many times did you think of the history of the show we've talked about the snow globes?
100.
Hey, let me give you another one. Always like Kelly Preston. I don't know how old she is.
She's
John Travolta's wife.
She's got to be mid 50s, maybe.
I don't think she holds up. Does she still hold up?
I think she's pretty strong.
She's 55.
She's got to hold up at 55.
You got to put in 2018 because you got to see the current pick.
Right.
You can't just Google her name.
All right.
Right. Because then you're going to get an old hurting pick.
I've seen her recently. She looked pretty good.
Kelly Preston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's had a lot of.
Now, John Travolta looks weird, right? Hasn't he got weird looking?
Yeah. I Kelly Preston, she's not even in the top 100.
Yes, she is.
No, she's.
You're high.
You won't come up with your list of top 156-year-old women.
Right.
What about Courtney Cox?
No, she ruined herself, too, with all that Botox or whatever she did. She ruined herself. I don't know why.
All those women in Hollywood have had it.
Whatever Liz Hurley's doing, do that.
Yeah,
It's just a little bit.
But I'm telling you, going back to my original point, Elizabeth Hurley is 20 years younger than Susan Lucci. That's the story that I saw today. And I'm not saying that I looked at it and was like, oh, that's amazing.
Susan Lucci just
but
skin
for somebody
and bones.
Who's 71.
She's just all too skinny.
I will say this.
She fanned up a little bit.
You take makeup off all these girls' faces, they're all trolls.
No, it's not true.
Oh, yeah. Let me show you one of Courtney Cox.
No, I told you Courtney Cox looks terrible.
She looks like your butt. I'm telling you, you take a makeup
My
off all these girls.
Looking a little bit better. I'm doing more squats and rollerblading.
Kelly Preston's in my list. Kelly Preston.
All right, let's go to, is it Domino? Fats Domino calling in. Domino,
hey, Domino
what's up,
was
buddy?
A rapper, too.
It's Domo.
Domo.
Hey, put some sisters on y'all list, man. Holly Berry and Angela Bassett, man.
Angela, how old's Bassett?
Angela Bassett.
She's got to be
65. Bassett like 60, man.
All right, you'd That's do true. It. I don't know what.
I'll put Holly Berry, though. Can't argue with that.
Yeah, y'all sleeping on the melanin, man.
Yeah, give me some more, though. Who else are we sleeping on? Who else are we
Why you need more? I gave you two, man. That's all you need right now. All right.
Yeah, it's just Holly Berry. Who's Holly Berry?
It's not Holly. It's Hallie.
Hallie
52.
Berry.
Hey, you know we mispronounce everything
yeah,
out here, man.
Definitely.
All right, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, what about Terry Hatcher, 53?
Let me see. Do you have a 2018 picture of her?
You can't, yeah.
She's real skinny, though.
D. Wade's wife. Now, we were going over 50.
No, she's hurt.
She's 40. She's not hurt. Dude.
I'm Terry Hatcher.
I'm talking about Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, Gabrielle Union.
You know, old. How old is she?
45.
Yeah, she's up there. You know, we're sleeping on Cindy Crawford. How old is Cindy Crawford?
Oh, she's got to be washed up and hurt.
You think everyone is. Everyone I say, they're all
Yeah, I don't get. Yeah,
fives.
You have a weird taste.
She's 52.
Hey, what about... You know how you
I
did
have
your
weird taste. She's a supermodel.
She was.
What do you think? She's
she
ugly
still looks
now?
Good.
I guarantee she does.
Remember how we did like our top five movie lists of all time?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys do your top five
over 50?
Over 50 list, and then we can put them up on the Facebook page, and we can have the listeners rank.
How
who's
many are
hot.
On the list? 10. You said you said five.
Top five.
Top five.
What age
do we go up to? How many on the top five list?
No, I didn't hear him say that.
What age do we go up to?
50 and over.
Up to.
You can
up
go
to.
To
up to.
You can go up to 80.
You get yeah, support if you find five. A silly 70-year-old.
If you think your great-grandma is on your list.
Maybe that's right what around, you can do. It could be a sliding
I'm
scale.
I'm going to stay right around 50.
So hold on. If you
you kind of get extra points if
extra
you pick
points
a sleeper.
The older you pick. You got to figure that out. So like a 10 for a 52, a 10 for a 70 is way more valuable.
So if I threw in Raquel Welch, is she alive?
There's no 10-70s.
Raquel Welch, I'm going to guess alive.
Well, no. You probably give her like a five, but because of her age, it gets multiplied a little bit.
Well, who's deciding what the points are?
We have to figure out that math.
All right.
Very it's a sliding scale.
Let's go to Corey. Corey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, good morning. Little disappointed in you guys this morning.
Why?
Al McPherson, 54.
All right.
Well, yeah, if you just started thinking of old swimsuit issue chicks, I'm sure they... Still probably all look really good.
Look at Howard's Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. All right, Elle McPherson's got to be on the list. Money.
Do we have like, we need like a picture of her like at the beach, frolicking at the beach.
I got one right here.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it from 2018? Which is a good point.
You got
a lot of times you go to Google image, you the images put, are well, 5 years old.
I did, but who knows how old they are. Right. We have no idea.
I have some here, but she looks pretty good.
She looks bald in this picture.
Is she 53?
Look at this.
She 53?
Her pants are basically off, walking down the beach. Her bikini's basically
off. Who's the one that does America's Got Talent? She's got to be close to 50. Heidi Klum?
Heidi Klum.
She's on it. She's got to be on it.
I think Seal. That used to be Seal.
This is a creepy segment.
Well, this is what happens segment. When Lip doesn't call right, us.
See Rick Fox? Now so he starts looking at older 50 chicks. What happens if Les Carpenter doesn't call the next segment?
That's Lick Fox. That,
hey, no, I promise.
Next segment Carpenter we'll do dudes.
No. I promise we'll do chicks in their 20s. All right? We'll get back. We'll get our edge
yeah, we'll
back.
Pivot.
What are we doing looking at hot 50-year-olds?
I just Googled hot 70-year-old women.
Who came up? Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren was in the mix. I think Stevie Nicks was in the mix.
Stevie Nicks?
Oh, didn't look she's so fat. You kidding me?
Susan Sarandon?
No, why do I feel like going to Bruce the Hugger now? Is he ready?
No, not at all.
They haven't
so unprepped.
Right. Let's go real quick to Mike. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You guys are top of the list at 45 would be Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like her.
That's solid.
Kate Beckinsale, 2018. Where's she from, Cakes? What's her whole deal?
England. She's definitely English.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she's definitely an attractive girl.
Carmen Electra looks a little money in the bikini.
Nuh-uh.
46.
Carmen Electra's only 46?
I'm going to send you this link. Top 40 over 40 in bikinis.
Right.
In bikinis.
Do they have a top 50, too?
Get one bikinis? That starts at top 50. Carmen Electra, I used to get sized for her back in the day. Like back in the MTV
How could
days.
You not?
Yeah. Daisy Fuentes.
Dime. Oh, yeah. What happened to her?
I don't think she'd be on your list anymore. I think she fell off. All right. We are going to pivot. When we come back, we'll
51.
Talk about the Redskins. Les Carpenter covers the Redskins for the Washington Post. Joins us next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some Redskins. Covers the Redskins for the Washington Post. This is Les Carpenter. Hey, Les.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's up, Les?
All right, let's
start with the wide receivers. You've covered them now for two games here, and Josh Doctson and Paul Richardson really haven't done anything dramatic for them other than, you know, a couple drops and couple catches, but not much. And of course, this week they bring in a couple new receivers. What are you seeing there? Are the guys just not getting open? Or is Alex Smith not taking shots? Why are we not seeing throws downfield?
Oh, it's probably a mix of a lot of things. And don't forget too that, and you know, we talked about this a lot towards the end of the preseason. They didn't have a lot of game time together with the new quarterback Alex Smith because I think everyone was worried. Let's make sure we don't get anybody hurt. So I would throw that in the mix as well, that there probably just still isn't that game timing between everybody yet. But if you look at the first game, I mean, they ran the ball so well and did so well with those kind of short little screen passes that the running backs, I mean, really wasn't much of a need to get the receivers involved. This week it looked a little more dramatic, especially because the Redskins were playing from behind most of the game. You know, it's probably a mix of things. They didn't do a good job of getting open in that kind of soft zone that Indianapolis was playing. I'd also say that looking at a couple of plays, some of the receivers, you know, were getting beat up a little bit, getting, you know, out into their roots. They, you know, maybe they would run into players or they just weren't doing a good enough job of winning those little battles, just to, you know, those little physical battles to get open at the beginning. You know, and Alex Smith probably needs to take a few more shots. You know, that is the one thing you kind of have to remember about him is he is going to be careful with the ball. You know, I wonder if, you know, you look at that game and say, well, maybe he had taken a couple chances. Yeah, it might have worked out, but he could have had a couple bad interceptions too, and so maybe things wouldn't have. There's a lot of reasons the Redskins lost that game, but it's easy to look at the receivers in the passing game right now and say, gosh, it just hasn't taken off yet.
Mm-hmm. It was just such a stark contrast in the way they played in week one. I know a lot of that, you know, obviously is matchups and who you're playing against. But then DJ Swearinger said afterwards, I think he said it on Grant and Danny's show, that, you know, there may be that a little complacency. It's impossible to believe that team could be complacent after one game, but that, you know, they didn't practice that well. You know, he says all this after the fact,
Was there any hint of that leading into the game to sort of give that opinion any validity?
No, but again, that's going to be hard to see sometimes. For instance, we don't watch the practices, so you don't know how the practices themselves are going. I think this team likes each other, and that's an interesting sort of thing to watch this year because teams don't always bond as well, and I think this one has. And maybe it got a little loose. Maybe guys felt a little overexcited after that first game. I think they believe in themselves more than maybe some teams and maybe some other Redskins teams in the past have. So maybe that did kind of settle in a little bit. It's funny. Everyone started picking up the thing about the offensive lineman wearing the shirts and ties to practice on Friday. What did Trent call it? The Business Friday, and suddenly Business Friday was every example of what's wrong with this team and its loose attitude and unprofessionalism. Of course, if they had pulled that game out, it would have been, gosh, what an example of how together this team is. And look at it. They're doing Business Friday. So, sometimes these things can get overblown after losses and the other way around, it can get overblown after wins. I think the test will come with the cohesiveness of this group if it stays together and it continues to be as close now that they've faced some adversity. I'd kind of like to see how that goes over the next couple of weeks.
Joined by Les Carpenter, covers the Washington Redskins for the Washington Post. We've talked about the lack of pass rush the first couple of games, but there are some statistics which actually say the Redskins are better than you expect rushing the passer. Andrew Luck got rid of the ball so fast, maybe they didn't have a chance to sack him, but they had 16 pressures in the game, and Jonathan Allen right now ranks in the top six for Pro Football Focus's grade for interior defensive linemen, and I believe Matt Ioannidis is even better than that. He's got the second best pressure rate among all interior linemen.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, you throw out whatever happened in the first game because you're playing against Sam Bradford, and he's not going to be very mobile, Arizona was just obviously out of sync as they apparently have been all season. But if you look at the Indianapolis game, sometimes pressuring Andrew Luck is the worst thing you can do. I thought they did get at least a little bit of a rush against him. I didn't necessarily think that was the problem the other day. I thought the real problem the Redskins faced was that they were just getting constantly picked in the secondary. I mean, over and over and over again. And if you kind of watch the replay of that one touchdown, it kind of, sealed the game. One where Josh Norman sort of standing on the goal line, he's got T.Y. Hilton on one side catching the ball, and he's got another guy open on the other side. If you watch that play as it sort of kind of came together, I don't know how the Redskins possibly could have defended it. And there were so many options for Luck. If maybe you don't have a quarterback as smart as Luck or can see the field as well as him, maybe that play doesn't work as well. But gosh, when you have a guy like him and you have a guy like Frank Reich designing plays, I think sometimes people kind of forget about just how good Reich is as an offensive mind. I mean, remember this guy did outduel the Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, and I thought Indianapolis just executed really, really, really well in that game, and there were just so many little things that they were able to do, and kind of once receivers got out onto the field a little bit in the tight ends, that I just felt the secondary was frustrated the entire day.
So what is your take on this Green Bay team? Obviously, when you think of Green Bay, first thing you think of is Aaron Rodgers. And I know I chalked it up in the preseason. We like to go through the schedule. I go, I think they're going to lose to Aaron Rodgers. I'd pick, even though we have had some success, I'd pick Aaron Rodgers every single time. But it's not a great Packers team. I certainly think they're going to play better this week.
Yeah, I agree. And I think remember when I was on a couple weeks ago when you guys made the point about, gosh, look at all the great quarterbacks the Redskins are going to play this year. And it's true, but then I start looking around the rest of the league, got me thinking. I started counting up the quarterbacks in the league, and I'm thinking, most teams can say they're going to play, half their games against great quarterbacks. I mean, it's just the quarterback play at the upper level in this league is so good. I see this as a test with Rodgers. It's obviously physically he's diminished in ability to not run around, but it looked like he did just fine standing in the pocket like Tom Brady the other day. It's going to be a good test for this team. If the Redskins get the kind of pressure they got, the other day, I think they can make a dent. I just don't think they're going to run into something like they did last week with just so many picks in the secondary. Even if Green Bay tries that, I think they'll, you know, kind of compensated for that. I expect it to be a good game. I really think that this is a good opportunity, a good test for the this Redskins team. And yeah, I think the way that they want to play physically, it should match up pretty well against Green Bay.
Rob Kelly's dealing with a toe injury. He goes to the IR, assuming that Perine gets activated against the Packers. Is there another roster move coming to help shore up that running back spot, or are they good with what they have at this point?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see kind of how they're going to try and fit these receivers in and what they want to do. I at first look at this, I would say that they would probably stick with what they got. You know, the question is going to be, is the Adrian Peterson we saw last week just kind of an anomaly and just a bad offensive day for the team? Or, you know, is this kind of maybe what we're going to get? Maybe one good game and a couple, you know, off games. I don't know. So I think that's probably something they're going to ask. But at this point, I'd probably assume they're going to go with the guys that they've got and not, you know, bring anyone else. Yeah, you know, I guess the one move would be Capri Bibbs moving him up, but I don't know if they want to do that or not.
So, Les, this is always a tough, you know, question to answer, but how many points do you think the Skins offense needs to score to beat Aaron Rodgers?
That's a good question.
And can they get there?
Yeah, I think you have to, when you're talking about playing Aaron Rodgers, don't you usually think you have to score maybe three, four touchdowns, I would think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Minnesota had last week, right? I think, of course, he hit your field goals. I would think you need to try and score something close to 28 points. Can they get there? You know, we haven't seen that yet from this offense. I think it's there, but, you know, until we see it, I don't know. They certainly struggled so much to move the ball downfield. You know, and until proven otherwise, yeah, I think you have to leave that as a question out there.
I don't know. I feel foolish now because they're not really, you know, they didn't do anything in that game. But I really felt like they had the weapons. You know, I love the 1-2 punch with Peterson and Thompson. And Thompson's been fantastic. And even though Richardson's not a household name, I feel like he could stretch the field. Though we haven't seen any of that. But I feel like, I mean, that's why he was brought here. Doxson's been obviously a huge disappointment. But I feel like he was supposed to be the fourth or fifth option anyway because you got Jordan Reed. You got Thompson, you got, you know, Richardson, you've got AP and these other guys. I don't know. I still feel like they have plenty of weapons.
Well, I think that's what they felt. I mean, I, you know, and again, stepping into this a little cold, as you know, in August as I did in joining the Post, I sort of asked these questions around to kind of get a feel very quickly of what people thought. And the answer always kept coming back was, yes, this is the team. These are the weapons. You know, I think Jay Gruden really, you know, with Crowder, he really has, you know, I think he used the word special to me the other day. You know, I mean, I think they really truly believe that, yes, these are the guys, these are the weapons. But, you know, the fact now you're bringing in Michael Floyd and you're bringing in Bashar Perriman. And I don't know what those guys will be. I don't think we, you know, can realistically sit here and say, yeah, these are going to be the saviors. They're not going to be the saviors. But Perriman's a speed guy. And, you know, when he was, you know, in shape and healthy and all that, that Floyd was certainly a, you know, an upper level receiver in this league. So, you know, I don't think they're just there to be practice squad, you know, or to, you know, be special teams players or just, you know, be guys out there at practice. I mean, these guys are here to make some kind of a contribution. So I would think that there's at least a little sense of panic that this hasn't taken off yet.
All right, Les. It's Les Carpenter, covers the Redskins for the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, pal.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yep. All right. It's Les Carpenter, everybody.
You know, beyond the stats I brought up on the defensive linemen, which are somewhat surprising that, I mean, Pro Football Focus has Jonathan Allen as the sixth highest-rated interior defensive lineman thus far. And they have Matt Ioannidis as creating the second-best pressure, or no, top six.
Mm-hmm.
No, my bad. Second best pressure rate among all interior linemen. So it's surprising because we really have felt like they're not getting to the quarterback, but they're at least sniffing the quarterback, and maybe the quarterbacks are just the ones they've faced, are just getting rid of the ball real quick. But they have a nugget on Quentin Dunbar on the Washington Post. His allowed passer rating right now is 10 points better than if the quarterback was just throwing it away.
Wow.
If the quarterback just throws it away, apparently the passer rating against you is a 40. He's at a 30. Mm. He has three passes defended already. He has the interception. We'll see if that holds up against
having a good year.
Aaron
He's impressing
Rodgers.
Early.
Yeah.
And that's what they needed, letting Breland go.
Yeah, now the true test comes. I mean, Sam Bradford in week one. Okay, Andrew Luck was okay, but
you're
he threw two
better.
Picks.
Yeah, you're getting better.
I mean, this is his second game back after missing 600-plus days of NFL action. Now it's Aaron Rodgers. Now it's a reduced Aaron Rodgers dealing with the knee injury, but still, he's probably at 75 or 80%.
He looked pretty good last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he puts up those same numbers.
He brought his team back. Excuse me. He brought his team back basically on one leg against the Bears. And then, you know, we didn't even think he was going to play until later in the week. And he went out there and didn't even look like it affected him.
But if the defense limits them to 20 points or less, then you have to buy into what we were talking about earlier, where statistically right now, the Redskins are number one in the NFL defensively, allowing just 247 yards per game. And they are number two in points.
Yeah, but you know where they are right now on offense in points? They're 27th.
Yeah.
They're 27th in points.
Yeah.
They're averaging, I mean, it's two games.
They got to be in the 24 to 28 range.
And that's asking a lot, because last year they averaged 21.
They're not punching because they're number four. They're number 12 in yards.
They're 12th in yards. They're 14th in passing.
They're just not scoring. They settled for all field goals this week. Can't win if you're just settling for field goals.
They got to get Crowder involved. They got to get Reed involved.
Well, definitely Crowder.
And a lot of that yardage was empty calorie yardage at the end of the game, just trying to come back.
Hey, do want to remind people, the St. James is now open in Springfield, Virginia. It's D.C. area's newest destination for sports enthusiasts, high-performance athletes. It's an amazing compound, really, 450,000 square feet. They got an indoor water park. They have an Olympic-sized pool. They have two NHL-sized ice rinks. They have a fantastic gym with everything you could ever want, plus tons of courts, everything you would want there, premium health club, Meta Spa, Spike Medicine Restaurant. It's kind of the place you can go there, get your workout on, then hang out, get some spa services, go to the restaurant, whatever you want to do. It's the ultimate in indulgence, relaxation, rejuvenation, and exhilaration. It's all at the St. James. Find out more, including how to become a member at thestjames.co. Who does Rosanna?
This is Toto.
Toto.
That would sleep on Toto.
That would be Ot.
Yes, backwards Toto. Backwards name game.
We haven't played that in a while.
It's a good one.
Haven't.
It's
bring
a solid
that back.
Game.
I'm up for it.
We didn't have any prizes to give away today. Tomorrow's Game Show Wednesday. We always bring it back. Or is today Game Show Wednesday?
Today's Game Wednesday.
Hey, today's Wednesday.
Today's Game Show Wednesday.
Ah, you botched it.
Well, we didn't have a prize.
It's hard to play a game.
We can't do something if we don't have a prize.
How can we not?
Yeah, the days of making up prizes and getting in trouble for that, those days are long gone.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I threw this out there. I very rarely am proactive pursuing an appearance, but the next UFC, I'm very interested. It's Conor McGregor's return to the octagon. I think it's been 2 years.
Who is he fighting?
Khabib. Okay. Nurmagomedov. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I prefer chicken Khabib's. So good.
And so I was like, maybe we can host a UFC party.
But yeah, you should host one.
Hasn't happened. Be perfect. Saturday night.
I like your hustle.
Perfect, yeah.
Trying to make it happen.
Midnight appearance would be awesome.
Exactly. Perfect.
Not perfect.
Count me out.
Instead of buying something. By the way, I watched the Triple G fight. Canelo ends up winning another controversial decision.
Was that a close fight?
I thought it was very close.
And who would you have awarded it to?
I would have given it to Triple G, who
really?
Clearly won the first fight. Second fight was much closer, but they gave it to Canelo. I mean, I think one judge had it a draw, and two had it 7 rounds
apparently
to 5
all
in favor of Canelo.
The Vegas sports books just killed it on that fight.
They all just cleaned up.
Because everyone bet on Triple G.
But I ordered it last minute. I felt like such a loser. I was in New York, I think $85.
Oh,
$89.
That's so pricey.
But the Conor fight, I'll do the same thing. Now I'll probably have some people over. I felt like a loser because I just got back from New York and I thought I was gonna go over to my neighbor's and I looked at my neighbor's house completely dark. Completely dark.
Please tell me you're smart enough.
Sleeping.
Yeah, sleeping.
Of course. Yes, of course. That's what they should have been doing.
Please tell me you're smart enough that you're not going to put more money in Floyd's pocket for the next rendition of Floyd versus Pacquiao.
I don't think I will, but
don't think
I won't rule it out.
He will.
I won't rule it out.
He watches all the big fights.
Why?
He's so boring to watch.
Why would you give? First of all, Floyd's a despicable person. First and foremost. Second, it's a terrible fight. I mean,
it probably is.
Why would you give him $100
cakes
out of your
pocket? He loves it.
He likes.
I just don't understand.
He loves seeing
it.
All the old guys.
Cakes,
fight.
You go sit in a casino and hang out with losers for hours on an hour.
First of all, they're not losers. They're my friends. Those are my people. Okay, and it's not just a casino. It's MGM National Harbor.
Oh right.
I don't just go to some random spot.
That's true.
Well, okay? I do know this: that Jason Bishop will be going to a different casino.
Yes,
Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races, and they sponsor Bish's Best Bet.
They do.
And he's on fire.
Oh, you know what? I've got to email the good people down in Hollywood.
Why?
Out at Hollywood.
Out at Hollywood.
Why do you have to email them?
Because I'm coming out there on Saturday.
He wants the VIP treatment.
Yeah,
you need the red carpet rolled out. I get it.
Got to hit up our guy, Scott. That.
Scott Saunders, right?
Yes.
He's the GM.
He is the GM.
Yeah, he runs the show.
I want to firm up the last name.
It is Saunders.
I'm just saying, you were like, Saunders? Question mark.
No, I know. I have it on my email.
Yeah.
I'm going October 20th to go see Frank Caliendo.
Very good.
All right, so Best Bet, you guys will fade it. It's presented by the one and only Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. We're going to go over 7.5 runs, Rockies Dodgers tonight.
Pitching for the Dodgers?
This is a 10 p.m. start. This is Walker Buehler for the Dodgers against Tyler Anderson. Rockies really need to win this game bad, but
yeah, they do. They definitely need it.
I thought about taking it because they're plus 190, but the Dodgers have been hot. They've won 6 of 7. But Tyler Anderson's now pitched 161 innings. He's never even come close to that. I think he's gassed. His ERA since August 4th is around 8. I think the Dodgers get him for 6 or 7 tonight themselves.
Did some research.
And so it's Tyler Anderson against Walker Buehler. Rockies are a game and a half back of the
Dodgers.
I don't know
if I like fading games at overs at Coors.
Not playing at Coors.
Oh, it's a different spot. Oh, it's
playing
LA.
You can't pick and choose your spot.
I understand.
You're doing
the rules
it.
Are you got to do it.
Routine,
so you're going under 7.5.
Now I'm sized.
I think that the Dodgers lineup get to Tyler tonight.
All right, so book it, Valdez.
We mentioned this earlier.
I put it in before he finished it.
a little Washington Nationals baseball note. They win yesterday. Strasburg strikes out 11. I just don't understand why Victor Robles isn't starting.
Well, maybe he will. Are they playing tonight? Or are they off?
Does it really concern you?
Well,
does it really?
If you have a top prospect, you call him up for September and you're out of playoff contention, why wouldn't you play him every game?
I don't know. Ask Davey Martinez. He's the manager.
Oh, I'll have to wait till next spring training, Gates.
Yes. You'll
if
ask
he's,
him.
If he's around.
Hey, by the way,
around.
Grab T-shirt. Let's start arranging to stay in the same silly hotel we did for spring training. Let's just lay that groundwork.
Hey, and is there
instead
any
staying in
I know this, deal, but I want to put a little pressure on them on the air. Why isn't Wayne Rooney in studio?
Wayne Rooney.
Fails. We need to get him in studio. Look, DC United.
He hasn't really tried.
The junkies,
he put in one
we're
call
calling
or
out
one email.
That's not true,
DC
Rick.
United and the PR staff. You guys are actually starting to win games. You're making a playoff push. It's because of Wayne Rooney, even though all the soccer heads
all
said that Wayne Rooney wasn't going to affect DC United. Well, it's either Wayne Rooney or Audi Field because they're making a playoff push. They were in dead last, and now they're making this run.
Drabby, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have nothing to say. I've asked 100 times.
And what do they say?
They haven't responded the last 2 times.
Why do we get so disrespected?
Because they don't care.
Because we're a radio show.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Why don't you guys come over, walk over to Audi Field, watch me play for once?
You know, I mean, no disrespect, but you've hit the bottom if you can't even get a DC United guest.
It's not a DC United guest. I can get 19 out of the 20 guys on the team here.
Yeah, Rooney might not want to do it. Yeah.
What are you going to say when DC United says, yeah, why don't you guys walk on over here at 1 o'clock and interview him after one of the practices?
Well, and then we would politely decline.
Well, that's what Rooney's doing.
No, just politely decline first. They're not even answering. Well, they're not responding. It's disrespectful.
Maybe we're emailing the wrong address. It happens. People change
addresses. Are you emailing Doug Hicks, the old guy?
You misspell United.
Yeah. Did you misspell something?
I'm emailing the
just
lady
go
that
through
got,
Ben.
They got hit with a medal at the Audi Field when it fell down on top of her.
Oh. Well, that's
he
the
runs
problem.
All the communications.
She forgot.
Sure, that felt good.
You know, hit her in the head. Yeah. By the way, JP hit me to this. Maybe we can talk about it later this week, maybe tomorrow or Friday. But, you know, ESPN did their top 50 list. And the Wizards actually have 3 players in the top 50.
Very good.
Now,
I like
Bradley
that.
Beal's ahead of John Wall.
Hmm.
He's 29.
Otto was pretty damn high for the top 50
so
list.
So Bradley Beal's 29.
Where's Otto?
Hold on. John's 32. And right. You go, all right. Otto's 38.
Really?
Well, that's insane.
Seems insane to me. Yeah.
They value three-point shooting big
Spread
time.
Spread off, Otto!
I forget insane. Who's right around Otto.
Oh, I just had it
it's
up.
It's guys like Chris Middleton.
I mean, Middleton's so much better.
You know, they break it down. So hold on. I got to go. I was on the 20 to 30 list. So I'll tell you who's just below him. Let me go tell you who's just below him.
Yeah.
All right. Gordon Hayward, DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, they have Otto right next to DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. Eric
really?
Gordon.
You know how much better DeMar DeRozan is?
I agree.
They value Otto.
Mike Conley.
I feel like he's underutilized.
It's crazy, man.
Hey. And they have a former top 50 in Dwight Howard.
Somebody
now.
Who's not underutilized, our friend Bruce calling in.
Oh,
gotta,
he is underutilized.
Got to get him in. By the way, this is kind of weird. He's usually on a Thursday, right? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's kind of weird, but it's fine.
Is he busy tomorrow?
You guys are slipping over there.
Good
you guys forgot.
Good morning, junkies. I got an announcement to make.
Go right. ahead, Bruce.
It's time for Bruce's best bet. Take the under on. Let's. Facts, Paul.
No idea.
All right,
it's time
about
for Bruce's,
it's time for Bruce's best bet.
Take the under
on Rick Fox Collins.
hey, Bruce.
Good zing.
Can you just say Wayne Rooney?
What?
Can you just say Wayne Rooney?
Wayne Rooney.
Love Mandy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, love, why'd love you call Mandy?
Bruce,
it's
why'd
Wayne
you
call?
Rooney.
Ralph Mandy.
I want to hear it. Wayne Rooney.
He can't. Bruce, why'd
Mickey
you call?
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah, Mickey.
Mickey Rooney.
That's Mickey. Yeah,
Bruce,
that's
why'd
dad.
You call on Wednesday instead of Thursday? Did
because,
you forget?
Drab was away.
Gotta run, Bruce.
All right, we got to get out of here. That's Bruce. We're the
Love
junkies.
You, buddy.
Granddaddy, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.